It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day. What was that? We have a promo. We're your home for Packer coverage. When are we going to get the deep voice go? We're your home for dome knowledge. Is the dome opener closed? Evening Brewer home game, 5 o'clock, the Homer Hour. Go to YouTube. So let's add that to the comments of the deep voice. 1-800-990-3776. Is the Carb Loose Talk and Text Line. List is more. Jason will be on a little bit. When is Jason's expected appearance? He often has
5:10 or so.
Does he need to get out early because he's got something?
I think he needs to start a few minutes early. He is at a high school event, as he often is on Tuesdays.
Yeah, he's so much better parent than I.
Did you not attend your kids' games?
Some, the way I was raised, it was very important to me that they played because they wanted to play.
Sure.
Not because their parents were there. Though, my daughter did say that I was more busy during the soccer season than the basketball season.
That was by design, I assume?
Yeah, because the weather is just horrible. Horrible. Spring sports, and you're in the middle of open fields, it's just freezing cold. I believe in the value of letting your kids tell you what happened. You will find out very soon what they like, what they don't like, about, and from observing that from my daughter, when she went to college, she was going to go to Minnesota, and I said, you got to play soccer in college. You love to play. Not because watching her play, talking about it. I said, so I called the coach at Minnesota and said, where could she go? She's not good enough to be Division I. He said, let me think it was. I can't remember. It was she, I think. McAllister and St. Thomas are the two schools that care the most. So she looked at both of them, went to St. Thomas, played 4 years, was captain, and I take total credit for all of that. She never would have played if I hadn't told her, but actually she gets the credit because she actually listened to me. I also grew up with the understanding you never really listen to your parents. Come on. They tell you all this stuff, but I pick and choose. But she actually listened, and I think she would agree it was a good decision. So you don't generate those benefits if you're there all the time. And I wanted to make it clear that it was important, but not that important. I didn't go to every one of her, whatever else she did. Why should I go to every one of the sporting events? But I've said that for years. No one listens to me. So that's fine.
Jason, especially not.
Well, no, because he does what he wants to do. I have always said you can't go to every one. You have to miss one, and then you say you make up something else. I had to do something else. This one night, something was more important than that one game, and you can pick when they're playing the bad team or whatever. And then you come home, and then you hear what they say or what stands out and all that kind of stuff. But 1-800-990-3776. So, yes, you go to the Homer Hour, and you go to YouTube, and you go to ESPN Milwaukee, and you will find out if the dome is open or closed. You might be a little surprised about tonight, but I can't tell you any more than that because that would destroy the purpose of me doing what I do to help people to know whether the dome is open or closed. And given that you can now do everything on your phone, all you have to do is go to YouTube and then hit the Homer Hour and you will see if the dome is open or closed. I just go to ESPN Milwaukee. I guess it's under live, the Homer Hour. And yes, you will find out if the dome is open or closed. Been discussing on Twitter, a lot of people disagree with me, the effect about the the Packers getting rid of their place kicker, and brought to my attention that the New England Patriots made the Super Bowl last year with a rookie place kicker, which is true. They also had a competition in training camp between a vet and the rookie kicker. Another part of the Packers decision that just doesn't make any sense to me. But maybe Jason has an answer. There's no way we're ever going to get the truth from Goody, because it's not his job is not to tell us the truth. His job is to do whatever's best for the team. And there was something about the old man. I don't think so. Yeah, he was bad last year, but he was hurt, and he's been a fantastic clutch kicker in the playoffs as well throughout his career. And he knows how to kick at Lambeau Field because he's had some experience. The kid has no idea what it's like. And I defer to all the people that played with the Packers or have talked to the Packer kickers, and they all talk about it. It's odd to me. In addition, I have all the appropriate information for the Bucks and what they need to do with Giannis. And that is, they need to acquire as many players in this year's draft as they can. People that follow the draft say it's the best draft in like 30 years based on the number of players. So whatever they do as far as Giannis, and I assume that, I mean, he's leaving because it seems like he wants to leave, but you can't assume anything because nobody actually knows exactly what he means and what he says. It's day to day. And but I'm under the assumption that if he will accept the gazillion-dollar contract, that he's back. But the key to the draft is not getting picks in future drafts. The key is getting as many players as you can from this year's draft, because apparently they're like more good players than there've been in how many years. So you would have the ability this year to maybe add 4 really good players. My hope is to get on Jay Billison a little bit to talk about who some of those are. So the key isn't the number one guy. There's no real. And by the way, if you did watch the lottery on TV, it was horrific. I mean, there's no way to describe it. They're talking about how it's important about getting the first pick. And Jay Billis says, well, wait a minute. The first pick, well, they're not sure who it is this year. And the draft is deeper than it's ever been, meaning the first pick isn't as important as it is. But not everybody was saying that. One would say it, then they wouldn't say it. So the key in this draft is to get as many players as you can, because when you pick 20, based on what they're saying, not what I'm saying, your chance of getting a player better, way better than there ever is usually at 20. So the Bucks' job, whether Giannis stays or not, is to get as many players from this first-round draft. I don't know if it's the first 20, if it's the first 30. Figure out a way to get 4 guys. Why? Because they're saying the guy you get at 15 might be better than what you'd normally get at 5 next year or the year. The year future year draft selections aren't as valuable as getting as many of these players as possible. That's not me. I'm listening to the people that judge the draft. One of the guys on, I don't know what the guy was on, was from said the best draft in what, 30 years? Maybe it was more than that. It was like 1988 or something. I'd have to go back. What more do you need to know? Get as many of those players as you can. Make a deal, then get one of the players. Do you have to get the pick? Yes or no. If you get the pick, then you get to pick it. But if there are that many good players and you're doing the good scouting, then you can either get them after the draft, hit whatever you want. But get, even if you keep Giannis, get as many players from this draft in the top 30 as you can. That'll make the team better with him. Then maybe you can add a veteran or two if you want to. The future of the Bucks this year, they're lucky, is the ability, if they trade Giannis, to get as many of the top 30 players. And you might be able to build a championship team with just the players you get in the draft. And I'm not saying this. This is what the people that follow the drafts are saying. So do it. That means you get 6 draft picks in the top 30. That would be great. Because they're saying you have a shot. Even if you're not good at it, you have a better shot than you can in the past 30 years. So I'll get Jay Billis on and ask how many of the tiers and stuff like that. But and then no one argued the point. No one argued, oh, wait a minute, you're overselling this draft. The only thing they argued about who the best player is, that it could be a, it could be between the first two and then the kid from North Carolina, Wilson. And I always think, I have to check, I always wonder, the North Carolina players might be better than you think because maybe the coach wasn't good at developing all of their talent when they were in college. I don't know, but you have a choice there. But it's about getting, you have a chance for maybe compared, you have a chance if you get four of the top 30 or five, that guys that would have been in the top five in the next 4 years. So they, if they're accurate, I don't know, there's no reason anybody lied, the Bucks have a huge chance to build a team in one draft because of how great this draft is. Jason Wilde, maybe he knows why by now. They gave the guy $1 million and then axed him. By the way, I wish they'd give me $1 million and then fire my butt. I can't imagine what that feels like. Hey, his agent, didn't they just give me $1 million? Well, yeah, but they were going to have to pay you more if they kept you. But unless Homer doesn't know what he's talking about, I don't think they had to give me the million, did they? Or if they didn't want me, could they have cut me before they had to give me the million? Questions for Jason Wilde. Other than you giving me your list of the top 30 players in the draft. Next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Yes, Jason Wilde on the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. Yeah. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hello, Homer. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. Thanks for asking. I love this new leaf you've turned over.
Yeah. Do you have any additional information as to why the Packers did what they did with their veteran kicker? Like, did they have to give him the $1 million?
Yeah, because it was due to him in March.
So they could have cut him before giving him the $1 million, right?
Right. And cut him before they drafted Trey Smack then, though.
Right. But I mean, they gave him the $1 million and didn't have to. Because they could have, loss if they had cut him before and saved the million. That's kind of what I'm asking.
Why? Are you concerned about?
No, I think it's stupid. No, it's just stupid.
Well, they actually save cap space, and they push the charge into next year by designating him as a post-June
right.
one.
Right, but all of which they could have done and also not paid the million, correct?
Right, but right. And are you making fun of me?
No. I'm waiting for the butts. There's got to be a butt there, and I haven't found one yet.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Yeah, I think the butt is, and again, I don't have the relationship with Brandon McManus that I had with Longwell or with Mason Crosby or even Anders Carlson, frankly.
And why was that? Because you usually have good relationships. Well, he was quiet, didn't talk to anybody?
He didn't like to talk to us very much. He obviously was coming off that situation with the Jaguars, and so he was very guarded. He would ask you what you wanted to talk about before you talked to him. He was just different, and that's neither good nor bad. It's just different, and so I don't have his number. Like, he just, he was very guarded, and so I can't speak to whether or not he asked to be released, because to me, that's the one possibility here that would make more sense. Would be if he said, okay, look, I'm not afraid to compete with this kid, but I don't think you're going to give me a fair shake. I'd rather be a free agent and be able to find a different place to land than sit through a competition, beat this guy out, because I think he would believe that he would.
Yeah.
And then still lose the job.
That's a great point. And if I'm good and he says that to me, and I would say, sure, give us the million back and we're all even.
No, that's not how it works.
Oh, okay.
No, and nor should he. Like, if they want to, like, again, it would have been nice.
Given that the player did what you said, you know.
I don't know if he did or didn't,
right,
though.
You're right.
That's the important thing.
But I think it's a pretty good bet. I would lean toward that. The best explanation I've heard is that one that you just gave.
Well, and again, look, Goody not only has no love lost for me, he doesn't do this for anybody, which I guess is good in some respect. But, like, you know, when we went to the celebration of Bob Harlan's life, I was sitting at the table with Ron Wolf and his wife Edie and Jeannie Bruett, who was his administrative assistant, and her husband. And, like, I would call Ron every day because there was always something that would happen that, you know, it may have only taken 2 minutes. It may have been a longer conversation, but this is exactly the kind of thing where I would want to be able to, you know, and now in 2026, be able to text Goody, and I have his number. He just never replies, and say, hey, did McManus ask to be cut, or why'd you guys do this? And I don't need to quote you. I just need to understand it. And if you notice, you haven't seen an explanation from Rob Domofsky. You haven't seen an explanation from Matt Schneidman. You haven't seen an explanation from Tom Silverstein or Pete Doherty. Like, again, these are the kinds of questions that I would argue fans deserve to know about. And just because they want to know, and they're fans. And I don't think it creates a competitive disadvantage to say, yeah, look, we wanted to do right by him. We obviously drafted Trey. And while he said, look, I'm not afraid to compete, I would like an opportunity to catch on somewhere else because you guys know that you're going to want this kid to be your kicker. And say thank you for your service, and you get to keep your $1 million because we paid it to you before. Like, if they don't draft Trey Smack, like if Trey Smack gets drafted earlier than that and they don't get him, Havrasik versus McManus is the training camp battle, and maybe some other kicker gets released, and Goody's like, I think this guy's better than McManus, and that's how they move on from him. But the circumstances, in my eyes anyway, it's pretty clear that Brandon McManus probably could have made every single kick in training camp. And if Trey Smack made enough of his, he was probably going to be the kicker. Because while everything's a competition, everything is a weighted competition. And I don't think they mind, you know, wasting $1 million. Do they mind wasting a sixth-round pick, which is really 2 seventh-round picks, which we know, including the big fella that I do a program with every day, can turn into really, really good football players, and they turn down 2 swings at the plate to go up and get them. So my gut tells me that's the case, but I don't have any evidence, and I don't have Goody saying on or off. Like, that was another thing about even Ted, who obviously didn't tell us anything. we had John Schneider, we had Reggie McKenzie, we had John Dorsey, like all those guys would say, hey, here's what happened. Like,
and Ron Wolf clearly knew what they were doing and was okay with it. That people need to know.
Yeah, and Ted did too. The only time Ted got mad was when Schneider told me about the Tony Gonzalez trade, because Schneider was really, really pissed. And for Packers fans, this is one of my favorite stories. So, and it's one of those that this is why it's great to have the behind the scenes stuff, because this doesn't make anybody look bad. I mean, I guess maybe if you're a Packers fan, you would say, well, they should have changed the trade parameters when.
And given people further indication of how smart this guy was and that he should have been kept in the organization as either GM or president. But back to the story.
So Schneider, because he worked in Kansas City for a brief time, was the point man on trade talks in 2007, I think it was,
right,
to acquire Tony Gonzalez from the Chiefs. And he and Carl Peterson, the general manager, reached an agreement on a third-round pick. It was at the trade deadline that year. And it's like 5 minutes before the trade deadline, and Carl Peterson reneges on the deal and says, look, I can't do it for a third. I'll do it for a second, but I, you know, my owner or this or the whatever the cockamamie excuse was that he gave, we can't do it for anything less than a second. And John Schneider goes to Ted, and he's like, okay, this is what they're doing. And Ted says, no, we're not doing that. We're not making the trade then. We had an agreement. You know, your word is your bond. If he wants to renege on the trade, so be it. But we're not going to make it for a second.
And then Schneider said, Ted, we need to do it even for a two. Did Schneider say that?
He wanted to go through with the trade, yes. He definitely did. But instead, they said, no, sorry, we had a deal. If you want to do it for the third, we're in. And the great part of this isn't even like, it's off the record stuff at the time, but like Tony Gonzalez came out later, like later in the day, and told the guys in Kansas City on the record, yeah, I was supposed to be traded to the Packers. But Ted was mad because Schneider kind of went anonymously, you know, scorched earth on the Chiefs on, you know, we had an agreement, they reneged on all the stuff, and it was 100% true, but Ted didn't want him, you know, telling the full story because he just wanted to be nice to Carl Peterson, even though Carl Peterson screwed him over. And, of course, Tony Gonzalez then gets traded the following offseason, I believe for a second-round pick, to Atlanta, and ends up having a really great second half of his career in Atlanta. But other than that, no, Ted was fine with, like, I had Reggie McKenzie and John Schneider.
Can I ask you one back? Because I want you to give another story. This will give you time. Well, as far as having the veteran there this year, what I would say to you is, Goody, you understand that doing this gives you more information about your kid. This battle between them will help you. You may have already decided on the kid, but anything that would give you more information with no risk whatsoever.
Right, and he's by no means, even if Brandon McManus says he'd like to be traded, he's under no obligation, or released, I should say. If he's under no obligation to say, sure, yep, okay.
No, because I want to see how this kid Smack does going head-to-head against you. He can do however he does because I still believe in him. I'm going to go with him. But this is more information.
Right. Yeah, no, that's fair. So the other example is the Randy Moss trade that was.
Yeah, I want to hear more about this. I don't even care if what you say is true. Just make it really good.
No, it's true. So they had an agreement for a fifth-round pick. Obviously, the Raiders were trying to get him out of their building because he was such a malcontent. And the Packers, again, had an agreement. The compensation was going to be a fifth-round pick.
And Brett Favre wanted him. His agent was the same agent as Favre, correct? Bus Cook?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. The sticking point was Randy Moss wanted a one-year contract so he'd be a free agent again, and the Packers wanted a two-year contract. So at least they knew they were going to keep him for longer than a year. Now, he winds up staying in New England much longer than just 1 year anyway. So he wound up sticking with the Patriots regardless. But the Packers wanted a 2 year commitment. That was a sticking point. And then the Patriots swooped in with the fourth round pick and were willing to give him the 1 year deal. And then they signed him to an extension. So again, the Packers had an agreement in principle to acquire him. So the narrative of, oh, well, Ted just said, you know, screw you, Brett, when Brett wanted Randy Moss, is just flat out wrong. And so back in 2008, when the summer of discontent was going on, I kept trying to bring this up because I think people who were mad at Ted and were Team Favre were forgetting the fact that it's not that they didn't, like, this wasn't just a cursory, oh, we tried, you know, we called them and asked them what the price was. No, this was a legit negotiation on a trade. So he did try to get Randy Moss for Brett Favre, as Brett Favre requested, but he wasn't going to just do it no matter what the consequences were. He was not willing to do it that way.
Yeah, that surprised me. But I was told by someone that not as good a source as you that Randy Moss wanted to go. He worked it. He's the one who played it, so they ended up in New England. He wanted to go to New England instead of Green Bay.
Well, him refusing to do a 2-year deal was a huge part of why the deal didn't get done, obviously. So,
oh man, you got good stories. You got a third one?
Yeah, 1-0 Bayport right now. Second half underway, so I'm leaving.
Again, you know whose show you're on.
I don't want the score first.
I'll be Jason Wilde. Homer, both shoes on the entire game, and the score is.
She does have both her shoes on as of now.
Thank you. That's all I asked.
To see her score a goal.
That's all I asked.
All right. I'm glad I could give you that information. Bye.
Jason Wilde. Ah, great stories. He's got more. Man, I don't have any. I don't have one story like that. Other than, well, John Jefferson, I ran into at the airport, and he talked to me. But other than that, nah. Trying to think. Brett Favre, nope. Lynn Dickey, yeah, I told that story. I'm not going to do it again. Only player I told my wife, I hope they break both his effing legs. Now we're pretty good friends. At least I think we are. You better ask him. All right, enough. 1-800-990-3776. We'll get to YouTube and Twitter. I feel like I want to put something on Twitter to have all these people call on the show who just they're incredibly mean to me, but I don't count Twitter mean as regular mean. Like, I just say thanks. I'm disappointed because if someone disagrees with me and thinks I should be in a nursing home, by the way, if you think I should be in a nursing home, the answer is always the same. I've tried, but I require one in which everybody there has to have an IQ of 160 or more, and I haven't found such a place yet. So you're probably tired of that one, but because it's understandable that some people would want this kid as a kicker, but I wouldn't. I would go with I think that kid was hurt, the old guy was hurt, and I don't understand this as I talk with Jason. It makes no sense because, as I just stated, if you want Smack, the kid, it's all he's the kid, you would benefit from any competition that you have. And the old man can't refuse to show up. He's going to show up. So now I get to see him go head to head. What would be the only reason not to want that? Because you're afraid that everybody else gets to see how good the vet is? No, they know how good he is. They see his career. They know he stunk last year. Though, anybody that doesn't mention at all the one field goal he missed against the Bears from like 50, what was it, 8 yards at the end of the first half with the wind blowing like 40 miles an hour. That one shouldn't even be on the list. But he did miss enough of them. But why? So what's the reason that you don't have them compete against each other? Even if you've decided you're going to keep the kid, you want to see how he does. You want to see just the interaction. That's more information I have about him. That can't hurt. It can only help. 1-800-990-3776 or YouTube. And yes, the show has already done its job, as it does at the beginning, of telling you whether the dome is open or closed for the Brewers game tonight. All you have to do is go to YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee, or the Homer Hour, and you will see if the dome is open or closed. Next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Window Nation, those hot summer days will be here soon. Don't wait until the heat hits to try and avoid high energy bills. Upgrade your home's windows this month during Window Nation's Buy 4, Get 4 free sale. Imagine new energy efficient windows and getting half of them free. Plus, you could even get no money down and no monthly payments or interest for 2 years. And you do it with a company that's been all around the country. They've done great, family run, and they've come to this area going, they need to benefit like all the other places where we've sold windows. And they're here now. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers, ask how you could score a pair of Brewers tickets. Sale ends soon, so visit windownation.com now and tell them you want to know all about the family business and where else they've been, because I don't think they tell you that often enough. 1-800-990-3776. The discount liquor Twitter poll question. I've heard it discussed on other shows, so I'm going to bring it up. With your favorite team, how often do you need a championship or a ring? Every 5 years, every 10 years, every 15 years, or every 20 years? For your favorite team, how often do you need a ring slash championship? Every 5 years, every 10 years, every 15, every 20. I said 10 in the past. That's right. And this is for Jason Wilde because he always brings it up. Yes, I'll take sucking for 9 years, all nine of it. For the Bucks, for example. They can suck for 9 years. How many years are we at now? And then I realized, no, I'll take more than nine. I'll take 15. Yeah. Do you know how great it is to win a championship? You never forget that night. I'll never forget. Giannis just put up 50. 50. I don't remember free throws. He was like 21 or 24. It's over. They're world champions. And the same with the Packers. The first one, 96. Then they didn't have one another. That was for 15. That was fine. I think of White Sox fans. I might even change to 25. The White Sox were horrible. They win a title, I think it's 2005, and they've been horrible ever since. So what? If you're a White Sox fan, you got a championship. You got a memory. Who do I feel saddest for? 1-800-990-3776. Brewers fans. They got nothing. Nothing. How many Brewers fans born and died and never experienced a championship? Yes, they got to the World Series. Nothing. Nothing. Like being told there's free food at the grocery store, and when you get there, it's all gone. So what? It's free. You didn't win it. You made the World Series. Just like they used to talk about Wisconsin losing in the Rose Bowl when Pat Richter played, because they never won the Rose Bowl. Then they won the Rose Bowl, which is nice. But it's not like a national championship. Yeah, Wisconsin has one. And if I'm old, you'd have to be really, how old would you have to be? 110? Just like Marquette, to the people that are older, right? Yeah, they're fine. They like others. They got one. You just need one. So I think I have to say I probably would put up with, well, I have. I mean, I probably put up with, so where are we at with Green Bay? 2010, we're now at 16 years. It feels like yesterday. I got more time. 1-800-990-3776. If yours less, for your team, how many years do you need for a championship, a ring? Every 5 years, every 10, every 15, every 20. I'm not even sure I need more than one. I want one from every team. So it's hardest with Wisconsin basketball. They were that close. Right, up 9, 13 minutes to go. Remember forever, because you remember the moment you said, damn, they could win this game. There's no guarantee. For example, when Marquette made the Final Four against Kansas, never once in that game did I think, damn, they could win this game. Very early, I thought, Titanic did better. They're like down 50 to 10, or like if you're watching the 76ers. 1-800-990-3776. How often? Championship every 15 years is fine. I think I probably have to go longer. Like it's 16 with the Packers. Do I feel terrible? No. I still remember it. So from 96 to 10, so that's 16. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm probably, like if the Packers never won another championship, fine. I got one. Bucks never win a championship, fine. I got one. Brewers at the top of the list, and it's not even close. All those fans, even Cubs fans, they got one. Until they had one, you had millions and millions born, died, never won a title. So I think it, I can live with one. So if I live to be, I'm 71, if I live to be 100, then the Packers would be 2010. That'd be like 50. I'd still be okay. I got one. You'd like to have more? You just can't imagine what it's like with the way it was with Lombardi 5 and 7 years, but you just got to have one. 1-800-990-3776. I'm not even asking you to prove me wrong. I don't think you can prove me wrong. You can't make me change, but I'm curious how others. And it's all dependent to some degree on how much you like a team. Like, if you don't like the Brewers as much as you like the Packers, then you're not going to really care if the Brewers don't win. But if you like the Brewers equal to the Packers or the Bucks, I don't see how you can't want the Brewers to win a World Series more than anything. And I think that their pitching, their young pitching, is good enough that maybe they'd have a shot. I've got to check to see. I think I can probably get pretty good odds. 50-1, maybe? I'm not betting a lot, but if their pitching is good enough, and some of the young pitchers might be, they could shock the world, because that's what it comes down to. You just have to have amazing pitching. So even if your hitting isn't that good, you gotta have the ability. You don't have to win every game. You only got to win 4 out of 7. And I think it's not just the Miz who might be special. 1-800-990-3776. How one every 5, 10, 15, 20, or one in a lifetime? Milwaukee weight loss hasn't changed. I said it yesterday. I'll say it today. I'll say it tomorrow. Started at 229. I'm at 205. And I eat less, and I'm happy eating less. And I never thought I would be able to do anything and say, I'm gonna live 200 to 205 the rest of my life. Because it works. Milwaukee weight loss. What's the program? There's nothing special. No intense workouts. No prepackaged meals. No counting calories or points. You eat less, and you're happy eating less. That's what it is. You can do it differently than I do. The key for me has been the ability to eat salads, because I found a salad dressing with no sugar, and the ability to eat whatever protein I want as much as I want, because I found a barbecue sauce that has no sugar. So I can just eat as much as I want, and I'm not going to gain weight. They'll tell you all the specifics. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, 262-235-3980. I'm not the first one. Doctor-developed, doctor-supervised program. People lose way more. I just don't really want to lose that much more. 1-800-990-3776. Frank in Port Washington, who's also the judge of the show. I know he doesn't agree with me, but that's okay. What's your number, Frank? Or do you have some other topic? Or did I do something wrong?
No. The kicker, I'm going to leave the kicker alone. Just lose that one. I don't waste any more time on that.
Why? It could determine the difference between winning a big game in the playoffs or losing. You're okay with that?
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll talk about it next January. This hypothetical of what the guy's going to do. Give me a break. Who knows? And maybe the guy did come and say, release me. So then they released him. Okay.
Well, then you don't think a kicker's that important.
It's important. He himself said that was the worst game he had in his life. Now, yes, it was very windy that day. But that was well past his injury time. So
yeah, he had a bad game, yeah.
Yeah, well, it picks a bad time for a bad game.
So who are you going with, the young kid or the old guy? Who are you going with?
Well, I let the guys run in the show, basically.
Oh, give
make
me a break.
Decision.
You don't have you don't have any opinion on anything they do. You let them
I got
decide.
No problem with it. Okay. Right. I got no problem with going with the young guy.
Okay, very good.
I can vividly remember everybody that was going nuts after that game. And this happens every season. Once a kicker misses a kick, that's all anybody talks about. Get rid of the kicker. Get rid of the kicker. It's like, oh, they're going to make every kick? Give me a break. This guy had an excessively bad game. So,
yeah. And
anyway,
you don't want it to be that close, and so that it doesn't come down to that if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
All right. On to what you wanted.
The other thing's more intriguing. Okay, the 5, 10, 15. I didn't realize we get a choice in this. We don't get a choice. Because if somebody said it's 15, then they'd stop. They wouldn't care in year 16, and that's not how it works. Everybody's still, you know, if they haven't had it, what are the Bears? Their last Super Bowl was in 85.
Yes.
So did all these fans drop them? No. They're still crossing their fingers and hoping. I went to every playoff game in 1982 for the Brewers. And I got playoff tickets last year, and I'm going to this year in the 20-pack. Maybe this will be the year, but there's no guarantees.
No, of course there's no guarantee, but the question is, what's enough for you? Is one in your lifetime enough? Like, I think you're the Frank that's a big fan at Purdue. Is that true?
I don't really care too much. I mean,
just a question of what's enough. You're always going to root for him. Is one in a lifetime enough? And it is for me. I've discovered that over time because I'm going to always root for the Packers, but it's like, you know, this is too long. You should win more. Maybe they should have won more. And I just think, yeah, but I got one.
Yeah, no, definitely. The Bucs getting that last one, now I can remember two in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Packers, younger, I can remember four.
Yeah, people younger only have maybe one or two. And I just think.
I mean, the Brewers, 82 is a big deal. Yeah, 82, I was into the Brewers. 81,
yes.
They made
the
playoffs.
That they didn't win it because there were bad breaks, and it's just losing is just not the same. It doesn't count.
But when you say five, who's walking around that's got a team that's winning a championship every 5 years?
Well, no,
now, there's been a few that have done it.
Right.
Very few.
Not
very
many. You're right. I agree.
Sport.
I don't know. I can't assume how other people are going to feel. That's where, you know, and the best example of understanding that this is how I feel is the White Sox. They were they were horrible forever, and then they won in 2005, and I think they've been horrible ever since. And I think if I was a White Sox fan, I'd still be okay. I got that year. But I don't assume everybody agrees. You may be pretty close to me. Does that scare you, Frank?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
I didn't even look. Are you wearing the roof tonight or not?
I cannot say that. That is a violation of the standard that we've set. All you got to do is go to YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee, and you can see for yourself whether the dome is open or closed.
Johnson weather, I'm guessing you are, because is it ever going to get warm around here?
Yes. However, I have no respect for you, Frank, because anybody who lives here knows the springs stink. They're horrible. They're cold. It can be not as bad as the Twin Cities, but the worst part of the year, it's way worse to me than the winter because you expect better and it never is. So,
yeah.
All right. Thanks, Judge. Once in a lifetime's good enough for Frank, I think. Though I don't want to speak for him because then he'll call back and tell me I'm wrong again. Next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
There is some discussion on Twitter about the accuracy of the, is the dome open or closed? That the dome has never been that dark in reality. The NBA concluded its investigation into the Bucks over the shutdown and health of Giannis late in the season and has determined that no further action is warranted, sources tell ESPN. I'm telling you, they should study Giannis. What the heck is wrong with him? They're supposed to play me when I've been hurt this year and we can't make the playoffs anymore. But I want to play. Sorry, you need to be healthy next year for either the Bucks or some other team. They need to do a study of Giannis and what the hell was he thinking? And is there any possible defense for his complaint? Other than maybe he wanted to have some reason to say he wanted to leave Milwaukee. What? Why would you play him? I want to play. Hey, you've been hurt. We can't make the playoffs, but I want to play with my brothers. We'll get you a gym at the Y at noon. They should have investigated the Bucks if they would have let Giannis play, because that would have been tanking for next season, risking an injury. We'll see if the league has any opinion on my opinion. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. It's a family business owned since 1931. It's not what they do. It's who they are. They're so good, and they still own the business, so they're still doing the work on the cars. Imagine how good they are and how many years they've been doing it. That's why expert workmanship guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. Any damage, Fisco has you covered.
Physco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. You go there, you love them, they're that good. And then eventually you'll thank me. That's a nice side effect. Physco, 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 to remember the name. On the tee, not in progress. PGA Championship this week. That's stupid, too. It should be back in August. Next.